And with me in the KRVS studios now are Vicki Chrisman and Kate Waxley, here to talk about some amazing things happening over at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Vicki, of course, with PASA, the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, now housed, and with the ACA. You've got an amazing concert taking place on the 17th, James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance, and lots of wonderful outreach activities. And on the 19th, Gulf Brew is now in a new location and a new time, mm-hmm. I guess. It will take place at the Horse Farm on October 19th. So lots of wonderful things to put in our calendars and make sure that we attend. And Vicki, you all have been excited about the James Brown concert for a while now. It's been brewing, so to speak.
That is correct. This is a long-term project mm-hmm. that we are so excited is about to finally come to fruition. And we're excited that we are getting the workshop presentation here in Lafayette for this world-class performance that will premiere at the Apollo Theater a week later in New York. It's really exciting that they chose Lafayette, Louisiana, of all places, to present this workshop.
So how did that happen? What was the
collaboration?
We know we're a special place.
Absolutely. We know we're a special place. And we actually have some very special people in this town who have lots of experience in commissioning works and making new things happen, including Jackie Lyle, who has been very instrumental in this. She has been the Lafayette Louisiana side project director of all the connection to making this happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, describe the project and then we'll spin off on all the outreach and then the public concert. What is the project? How would you describe that?
It is a dance performance that is to James Brown music, but it is going to be a performance that flows from one song to another. So there is some new music written to connect up the James Brown songs and pieces. It covers a variety of dance styles to fit the music. So we're going to have tap and Indian and hip hop, you know, movements and just all kinds of dance.
So a real showcase.
Yes, it's a real showcase using his music to celebrate anniversaries. I mean, there are all kinds of connections. As you know, James Brown was hugely instrumental in performances at the Apollo Theater. I think mm-hmm. he might still hold the record of the most performances there. He is associated with the Apollo. So this was a great opportunity for them to branch out and do some new activities and try to commission a work and make something happen. The dance company that will do the work is Filadenko, who has been presented here in Lafayette before by PASA in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What nice connections.
I know.
Have. Yeah. And as usual, PASA really focuses on outreach activities, making sure that so many disparate parts of our community are drawn into that experience, whether or not they're actually attending the main concert. There's so many ways for young, old, and students to become involved. So let's talk about some of those activities.
Yeah, we're so excited that with our joining our merger with the ACA that we are able to expand all of our outreach activities. And you're right, PASA has had a long history of doing this outreach. And now we're connecting into what the ACA does. Most of our outreach activities are free. We try to make sure that that happens. And so if you've got some dancers out there, there is a free workshop this Saturday at McLaurin Hall here on UL's campus from 1:30 to 3. It's a Kathak dance class. So that is an Indian style of dance. And so that should be really exciting. We also have a talk on Tuesday night with Joan Myers Brown. She is the artistic director and founder of Filadenko, the dance company that is performing. And so she'll talk about the history of that company.
And that will be at the ACA.
And no, that one's going to be here at Oliver Hall Auditorium as well. Also exciting is Tuesday evening, there is a open rehearsal. So if you can't make it to the public performance Thursday night, or you just want to see what it looks like for dancers to finalize the rehearsal and figure out the last little bits of it, you can come to the Hyman Center and mm-hmm. see the dancers doing that final rehearsal.
Well, knowing how many people are interested in dance in this town and how many young people are involved in mm-hmm. dance studios and many of the styles that you mentioned they mm-hmm. do in their dance studios, what a great opportunity for them to see that and to see how another company as you said,
finalizes everything. Right. It's a wonderful opportunity for continuing education. Mm-hmm. And then on the professional front, we actually have workshops on Wednesday evening with lighting design and costume, both at the Hyman. So anybody in the area who is interested in being a lighting designer for performances or is one or is involved in costume wardrobe for theatrical performances should come work with some experts, and those are free as well.
Mm, and I can imagine people involved in film might be very interested in that
as well.
They
might. Mm-hmm.
So lighting and costuming.
Right.
And that will be at the Hyman Center.
Those will be at the Hyman Center mm-hmm. because they will actually be working directly with the lighting designers and the costume mm-hmm. people there that night. And that's Wednesday evening. Wednesday morning we have a student performance that a lot of schools are coming to. And then Thursday evening, October 17th, is the workshop presentation, the full public performance at 7:30.
Now, you've mentioned a lot of activities.
Yes, I have.
In many different places mm-hmm. and different times. Is there one place online where people should go that would be most
Absolutely.
Helpful?
Absolutely. They can go directly to the Acadiana Center for the Arts website at www.acadianacenterforthearts.org. And right there at the very top, there is a James Brown Get on the Good Foot photo and a link for more information. It has a full schedule right there with locations and fees.
Mm. And just from your description, I think people can say already that this has been a grand success.
It has.
But in your involvement, obviously Jackie's been very instrumental in all of that. But what has been your most, what have you enjoyed most about being involved in this project?
Wow, what an interesting question. I think it is the actual connecting of different entities and different groups and different people together, and really reinforcing how we have such depth in this community, and that if we can collaborate together, we can do great projects that reach far and wide, like a nice big web that just keeps growing out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's what you're describing is one of the things, of course, that the ACA and PASA talked about mm-hmm. in their merger, and that allowed them to do that much more effectively.
Absolutely.
So this project has really been this wonderful, validation.
That is correct.
Of what the two mm-hmm. groups were hoping to do. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance that will be taking place at one time. The main public concert will be on the 17th, Thursday the 17th at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. But lots of amazing activities, workshops, public talks taking place starting this weekend.
Absolutely.
And of course, as Vicki said, you can get the full schedule by going to the ACA website and finding out what you can participate in. Again, for all of us who just enjoy dance, but what a great opportunity to involve young people who are really into dance.
That's correct.
And mm-hmm. starting to understand the styles that they really like, that either to perform or just to watch.
That's correct.
So James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance. And I imagine one of the enjoyable parts, too, has just been listening to this music. Getting to hear
yes. Yeah. It's always fun to just put some James Brown music
yes.
on and get behind it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So if for nothing else, just go and listen to this great music and some music, I guess, inspired. Who composed the extra music?
You know, we have a program coming out, and that information is in there. I know one of the composers is Ranabir Lahiri, but I can't remember right now the name of the other.
Okay, well, they can get a program mm-hmm. and find all that out. But interesting little mixing, mm-hmm. Patchwork of James Brown and other music that goes with it. So ACA website for more information about that. And a couple days later, you can attend Gulf Brew.
Right.
And am I right that this is the first year it's in October?
First year it's in October,
yes, okay.
And the first year that it's at the Lafayette Horse Farm.
Right.
So we're moving it from downtown, mm-hmm. and we're bringing it to the green, you know, beautiful space of the horse farm, so we can spread out and people can bring their blankets and they can relax and listen to music, get some food, and enjoy, you know, over 120 different types of brew mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. what we're going to bring in this year. So it's a sampling of that many.
Right. Know. And, you know, I guess it was very attractive when you had it in the middle of the summer because people would think, oh, cold beer in the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. But this is, I guess, more in keeping with what we think of as Oktoberfest, being outside in the beautiful air and beautiful surroundings and enjoying mm-hmm. those brews.
It is more of a traditional, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. you know, fall Oktoberfest feel that that people look forward to. But it's also our one big fundraiser of the year. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is generate funds that's going to go into supporting our many different programs throughout the year. So this is the big one for us. So you get to really enjoy a nice fundraiser, a nice event, and know that you're giving back to the arts community and see your money go to good use. We're going to have, you know, several different food vendors out there serving up some really yummy food. And we have three bands playing this year, and those include Devils and Trains, Cedric Watson, and the Babineaux Sisters. So it's going to be a really fun event, and maybe, we're all really excited.
Maybe they'll even play a James Brown tune or two if you request.
There you go. An honor. You know, it's just 2 days off after That's Apollo, right. Yeah. So we're busy as usual. But, you know, this event is special to us. I believe it's its seventh year. Mm-hmm. And it's really the community support, and that's why we do it every year, because right. people love this event. It's right. so fun. Yeah. And they look forward to it every year. Yeah.
Well, the name is just such a wonderful name, so appropriate to this area.
Exactly.
Something on so many different levels.
Right.
So you mentioned that it is a fundraiser, so people need to buy tickets.
Yes.
How do they do that?
They can do that by going online to our website, acadianacenterforthearts.org again. They can visit us in person at our box office, our front desk, 101 West Vermilion Street. We're located downtown. You know, and it's a great time to come in and see some of our visual arts galleries, too. Those are free and open to the public.
Right.
Or you can do it via phone, 337-233-7060.
And do you need to be 21 to get a ticket?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So when you were describing the blankets, I was thinking families?
You know, it's 21 years and older. We're going to keep that with the festival. I believe it's important to do. But we have lots of options for those that might not be into beer or tasting, but they want to be there to be, you know, a companion to one or a designated driver. Yeah. We do have other options, you know, to having a designated driver. And we have a bike corral that Bike Lafayette supports. So you can bike in now. And there's an entrance by Reds that we're going to be able to use so people can park over there. And we're going to have guys towing on board to, you know, if you get in a pinch, you can get a tow home. They will bring you and your car home for free. So that's a great deal, you know, and keeping Acadiana safe and having fun at the same time.
Right. And so where is it going to be situated in the horse farm for those people who have been there, kind of in that front area?
Sure.
The tents
actually
will be set up,
it's going to be past the coulee, okay. So on the backside.
Okay.
And we'll have tents set up, and we'll have brew trailers this year pouring beer. Mm-hmm. So it will be kind of a lot quicker. You know, the lines will move faster.
You won't be confined in that one
right,
big tent.
Right. We were confined to the amount of space that we had to use, you know, before. So now we can really spread out. We can highlight our bands and our music and our food a little bit more. And since the weather's so beautiful, you don't have to be inside of a main tent. You're going to be outside. You know, we don't need the giant air conditioners anymore. Right. We have this beautiful weather right now. So that's kind of the setup this year. You know, we highly recommend biking in for this event or taking, you know, public transit or a taxi, just because we want to keep it safe. And, you know, you can get a ride later,
right.
You know, by a friend or use one of these great, you know, assets that we have.
So, Ian, you may have mentioned you can pay at the gate,
yes,
as well?
Yes, you can. Okay. We'll be selling tickets online up until you know, the day before, so up until the Friday before, which is the 18th. Then you can purchase in person at the ACA, or you can purchase that morning at the horse farm. That Saturday morning will be set up until the event. So, but I highly urge people to get their tickets early. We do have VIP tickets available. That gives you access to a VIP tent that is catered by Zia, and you get special beers in that tent, and you have access to non-public restrooms and things like that. Or you can get a pre-taster ticket. You can come in a little bit earlier at 5. You get access to all the brewers. You get to ask all those questions that you want. And you get to taste before the lines get long. So that's a great option, too. Okay. But those are limited amounts of tickets that we're selling.
And if they go to the ACA website, there's something that says Gulf Brew, and you can find out all those options.
You can purchase your tickets through the ticket link, or you can go to it brings up the homepage, and you can click straight through to the Gulf Brew event, and it has all these great details. And I'll be updating some of our beer listings so you can see some of the fun new stuff that we're bringing in this year.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a trip to the ACA website is a good idea to get your tickets and information about the James Brown activities and main concert on the 17th, and also tickets for Gulf Brew, which will be on October 19th. And I guess you could do some of that maybe this Saturday if you go to Art Walk. Is the ticket booth open? Can you purchase
tickets? Absolutely.
We
keep our box office open straight through Art Walk, so you can purchase tickets to those events and the other things that we have coming up.
All right. So Art Walk, ACA is open. Their ticket box is open, and you can find out information there as well as see the exhibits that are currently on display. And Kate, maybe you can refresh us as to what's up at the ACA right now.
We have a wonderful exhibit in the main gallery, On Off the Wall, which is works of art that reflect not traditional paintings, but things that kind of come off the wall. Mm-hmm. And that's really exciting. There are a couple of Rauschenbergs in the exhibit. Then in our side gallery, we have a special exhibit of Robert Wigg. If you know, he is a former UL professor, and he does some incredible work. And so we've got a special exhibit there. We always have something up in our Maillet gallery. I believe it's currently an Elmore Morgan tribute exhibit. And then in the vault, the Louisiana Crafts Guild is featuring a furniture artist at the moment.
Beautiful. All of them are incredible exhibits. Mm-hmm. And I know there are several people who have been meaning to see the Robert Wiggs mm-hmm. exhibit and just haven't gotten over there yet. So this art walk would be a great
time. They really need to come see it. It is beautiful work, and it is a retrospective that I don't think we're going to see again for a while.
No, so. It's really lovely. That's the ACA this Saturday for Second Saturday Art Walk.
Right.
And, of course, while you're there, you can get information on these other activities and concerts, the James Brown On the Good Foot, a celebration in dance that will be on the 17th, and then Gulf Brew, which is on the 19th at the Horse Farm. You can make it all happen on Saturday if you head over to the ACA. Anything else we need to know about that's going on over there?
Oh, we have tonight Alice in Wonderland, which is our first family performance of the season.
Right.
That's going to begin at 6:30, and we're really looking forward to that.
And it's a very curious Alice in Wonderland, isn't it? It's Tutafrock Theater is putting it on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a few theater performances for school children this morning, and they did the performance in French for your French speaking students and immersion students, and it was a great little performance. And I'm going to bring my son Oliver a little later tonight and have him experience his first ACA.
Is it in French or English tonight?
English
tonight. Yeah.
So we're gonna have a good time at that. Then the Saturday night we have Robert Cray. And that is a sold-out performance, so there's no tickets available for that. But that continues our All-Stars performance. So everything can be found on the website. We have all of our event information and listings up there. Next up for Louisiana Crossroads, we have Mark Broussard with Roddy Romero. So that's going to be a really fun performance. And I highly advise and suggest that people go online and they find what they like and they go ahead and purchase tickets because,
as you said, the Robert Cray is sold out.
Right. So. Our venue's 300 seats and it's a beautiful, intimate space. So the tickets sometimes don't last for long.
Right. Excellent suggestion. Bookmark that site and make sure you know what's coming up so it doesn't surprise you the week of and there are no more tickets.
Right.
And, of course, you have that that series. You also have the Jazz at the Center series that goes on throughout the year.
We do. And next we're highlighting the UL Jazz Ensemble. So they'll be in November. And we have a brand new film series called the Cane Fire Film Series. And that will start with Good Old Frida.
Which is this coming Monday, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the first one. And we're working with Mike Myers on that. He curated that series for us. And it's films that you're not going to see in the area.
And some of them are just being released to the public, you know, within days or weeks of his showing them here. And Good Old Frida, people who know what it's about tend to smile. It's about the Beatles' secretary.
That's right.
She was their secretary for decades, I think.
Absolutely. Mike has such a background in film that he knows which films are the good ones that are out there that are winning awards in international film festivals and are still out in New York City, Chicago, the major venues, but are not being released publicly here.
Absolutely.
So we get a chance to see them before they hit Netflix.
That's right. And I'm sure information is at the ACA website
that
also.
That is correct.
And I think he has a Facebook page. You can look it up
and
keep up with what films are being shown. So yes, Cane Fire Film Series, Jazz at the Center, great concerts, and the Crossroads series that's going on. So definitely check out at their website. Again, my guest, Vicki Chrisman, with PASA and now mixed and merged with the ACA. And she is here talking about James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, A Celebration in Dance. That will be the 17th. Kate Waxley with the ACA talking about Gulf Brew on October 19th at the Horse Forum. Thank you all both.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.